Hello, everybody. This is Calvin with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today, live people, doing another pretty much Electronic Editions, Electronic News Network episode. Okay, it is April the 26th. It's almost 9 a.m. today. Hopefully, you guys are having a great day today. Today, we're going to be taking news off our LinkedIn page today, guys. We have some new nice tech updates and just some product development too, guys, just that just happened within the past week, and that's more happening into this week, guys. So hopefully you guys are having a great time. Please, guys, don't forget to visit our website, electronicadditions.net. That's electronicadditions.net. And without further ado, let's get started for today. So it looks like beloved Japanese gaming store Super Potato has opened an eBay shop as well, guys. So if you guys don't know, this is a just a gaming shop in Japan, right, called Super Potato. Pretty interesting, right? So visiting Super Potato in Akihabara is usually a key reason why many diehard gamers want to venture to Japan, right? So the flagship Super Potato store is nondescript, yet its shelves are covered wall-to-wall in rare yet reasonably priced games and consoles, right? So it's a magical place that's a store meets museum, right? So it's fun enough to just look around, but if you're a collector, there aren't many places left where you can walk in and pick up a virtual boy headset or find a cache of Sega Dreamcast games that never released outside of Japan, right? So that is pretty cool, guys. So looking to open up an eBay, they opened up an eBay shop. So now people, if you're coming from the US or anywhere else, you can just hop on eBay and, purchase your goods from there, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, which is pretty cool, you guys can definitely visit us on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys will be able to learn more about it there too. More over, guys. It looks like Elon Musk, right? So CEO Tesla, Elon Musk, right, is hosting Saturday Night Live. And no, this is not a joke, right? So Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, will be hosting Saturday Night Live on May 8th. The official SNL account tweeted, Saturday, right? So the musical guest will be Miley Cyrus. Musk is known for this, how shall we put this, right? So quirky sense of humor on Twitter, his preferred method of social media communication, but it's not totally clear whether he's actually funny enough to sustain a 90-minute hosting gig on the late-night comedy show, right? So we'll see, guys, right? So May 8th, Elon Musk, I've watched obviously some of his debuts with cars and stuff like that. He seems like definitely a smart dude. Would he be funny? I guess a little bit, right? Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. It'd be really funny, right? So go ahead, May 8th, Saturday Night Live. Elon Musk will be the host. And if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like Clubhouse is partnering with the NFL for draft week programming, right? So audio social platform Clubhouse is partnering with the National Football League for some exclusive programming during the upcoming NFL draft. The company announced Sunday. This is the first sports partnership for Clubhouse, right? So the NFL will host a series of draft-themed rooms on Clubhouse beginning Monday and throughout the week, right? So which will include player assessments, a mock draft for fans, and a conversation with football team alumni from the University of Alabama. Right, so football fans can drop into the NFL rooms on Clubhouse to follow the picks as they announce and to listen to discussions featuring the key NFL figures from athletes and coaches to network personalities. According to a release from Clubhouse, and fans could be invited on stage by moderators to ask draft questions or share reactions. Right. So this is very cool, guys. Right. So definitely, be vigilant on the clubhouse, especially if you're trying to, listen to the NFL draft. You guys can probably just listen, drop in on Clubhouse, and go ahead, guys. Listen in. And I know Clubhouse too, it's a very invite-only platform. So, your friend might be able to invite you. If you have friends on Clubhouse, tell them to send you an invite. Obviously, you'll be able to listen to the NFL draft other places as well too, but this is a very cool way in order for you to listen to this, right? Moreover, guys, also we have video game industry wins first Oscar with documentary short Colette, right? So Colette, a short film featured in the Oculus VR game Medal of Honor Above and Beyond, has won this year's Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Subject, right? Presented by Oculus Studios and Electronic Arts, Respawn Entertainment, and later acquired and distributed by The Guardian. It's the first time a video game industry project has won an Oscar, right? So directed by Anthony Giacchino, Colette features a French Renaissance or French Resistance survivor, Colette Marion Catherine, returning to Germany for the first time since the end of World War II to visit a slave labor camp where her brother was killed. The documentary is presented in a traditional 2D format, whether you watch it in Oculus TV app or somewhere else. Right? So, guys, if you guys are trying to learn more about this too, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, guys, the USB-C earbuds are a Trojan horse for Deezer, right? So, as a part of the new partnership, Deezer will be available pre-installed on a new pair of USB-C earbuds from MobiK, right? When they're used with select Samsung devices, plugging the headphones into phones like Galaxy S21, Note 20, or Z Flip effectively sideloads the music stream service without you having to visit the Google Play Store. It's an interesting marketing tactic that could encourage listeners to give Deezer a try over bigger competitors like Spotify and Apple Music. So this is pretty interesting, guys, right? So, pretty cool, right? And it looks like you can just straight plug these into into phones like the Galaxy, into pretty much Android phones, right? Galaxy S21, the Note 20, the Z Flip, and they look like pretty cool headphones here too, guys, right? It looks like you kind of have a short cord. People that still like wired cords too, hey, there's people that I see on the trains, I used to see on the trains, they still rock wired headphones, right? I know wireless headphones is kind of the big jump, but some people like the old school, right? Why not? So it looks like you can get these on Deezer as well too. So that should be pretty cool. If you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, we also have Samsung Galaxy A52 5G review, a mid-range phone that will last. So if a $100 budget phone is the fast food dollar menu and a $1,000 flagship is a steakhouse dinner, then the Samsung Galaxy A52 5G sits comfortably halfway between the two. The laid-back all-day cafe with surprisingly tasty food, right? So that's not bad, right? So let us know what you think in the comment below about this phone, right? So, looks pretty cool. It's a Galaxy A52. There's 5G as well too. Let's see the score on Verge, right? So this is coming from TheVerge.com. The score here, it looks like it's 7.5 out of 10, right? So what's so good about this, right? So it looks like there's a great screen with a fast refresh rate. There's good quality, stabilized main camera. There's also healthy device support with 4 years of security updates guaranteed. The bad stuff is that there's plasticky body, there's too many pre-downloaded apps and software with ads. So unfortunately, ads is a thing that, personally I absolutely do not like, especially if there's software with ads too. That can just be annoying, all right? So also the photos can look unnaturally saturated. right? So meaning there's just too much going on. So it looks like you can also buy this phone on Samsung.com for just $500, also on Best Buy and Amazon for the same price, right? So that is pretty cool, right? So it looks like the A52 5G uses a Snapdragon 750G processor with the 6 GB of RAM, and the combination feels like a good fit here. You can certainly push it out of its comfort zone and with heavier tasks like web pages with JavaScript, and I noticed it hesitating a moment too long when operating the camera app from the lock screen, right? But for day-to-day tasks and social media scrolling, it keeps well. So this is according to this article post by a blogger here on the Verge, right? So it's a good day-to-day phone. It's definitely cheaper than the S21 by retail, right? It's about half the price. Really nice camera, 5G. It looks like you can see the camera, photos here. And these camera photos, I mean, take a look at these guys. These are awesome. You know, these are awesome. Of course, if you guys are listening to this on podcast, you guys may not be able to see, but you guys be able to see this if you go and follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys will be able to see more. Obviously, you know, the photos are looking amazing. Very nice, right? Especially if you're not too much of like a photo geek. If you can see a clear photo, it looks nice, it looks sexy, that's all you need, right? I mean, you don't need to, you see this pixel looks good over here and this over there. You just need a good photo, right? You need good photos, and this phone is simple, it's nice, it's to the point. 500, not too bad. It's a nice phone, right? So with a good 7.5 out of 10, which is not too bad, which is really good, really affordable, really nice. I'm pretty sure you can probably get this cheaper, say if you got a plan with it as well, maybe T-Mobile or Verizon, you probably will be able to get this for cheaper. And it's really nice, intuitive, right? So definitely check it out, guys. You guys want to learn more about that too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Also, guys, it looks like forget dark mode, right? So Android 12's extra dim feature is built to help your eyes at night, right? So one Android feature might just help you out next time you check your phone in the middle of the night, and it isn't just another dark mode, right? So extra dim will supposedly mean that the phone screens will be able to go darker than ever before, right? Finally giving you a reprieve from the glare of midnight scrolling. Not all phones are identical, meaning that even on our lowest settings, some are still pretty bright. This new feature looks to go beyond previous limitations, though right now we can't verify how effective it is on different models of Android phones, right? So that's pretty much what it is, right? So, pretty cool, guys, too. So if you guys have Android, newest Android, you guys know what I'm talking about. It'll go extra dim on dark mode, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, you guys can read about this article on our LinkedIn page as well. Moreover, guys, we look at this is pretty important. This is more in terms of privacy, right? So it looks like the Pentagon, right? So our political structure here, the Pentagon handed over 175 million IP addresses to a company you've never heard of. So this is the government, guys, handing over 175 million IP addresses, right? And we know in the country there are about, over 300 million people in America. That's more than half of a million IP addresses handed over to a company you've never even heard of. All right. So earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Defense, right, so the DoD, began handing over large swaths of IP addresses to a relatively unknown company just as the nation welcomed a change of president, right? So now, after months of speculation, the Pentagon has offered an explanation about its decision to hand over the IP address to Global Resource Systems, right, in a statement to the Washington Post, right? So the Defense Digital Service, the DDS, authorized a pilot effort advertising DoD Internet Protocol space using Border Gateway Protocol. Right. So this pilot will assess, evaluate, and prevent unauthorized use of DoD IP address space. Additionally, right, this pilot may identify potential vulnerabilities, said the DDS directors. So it looks like pretty much, guys, that this here is, I guess, for the benefit. This handing over of IP addresses is for our benefit, so it can they can track if there are any potential vulnerabilities. But is that even legal though? Like, when you're reading stuff like this, you got to think to yourself, why is the government handing over my IP address to another company so they can dissect if there's any vulnerabilities? You really definitely be careful, guys. You definitely got to be careful. And this, guys, was written recently, right? So this was written recently, right? So if we go in here, right, and we go into this article, right? So according to the reports, the DDS became operational in 2015 and has conducted a number of defense tech projects at the behest of the Pentagon. So the Department of Defense has already handed over 175 million IP addresses to the GRS, and in a follow-up by Washington Post, the DoD has confirmed that it still owns the IP addresses, right? So technically, quote unquote, still owns the IP address. I don't know how you can own an IP address when it's registered under other people, right? But you still own, I guess, the product of the IP addresses, right? So while the statement ended months of speculation, it only painted broad strokes about what the effort is trying to achieve. It also failed to answer why the DoD handed over the IPs to a company that seems not to have existed until September 2020, and it doesn't have a public website. So when you're thinking about this, guys, when you sit back and you really think about what you just heard, right? How is the Department of the Defense going to hand over IP addresses to a company that hasn't existed until September of 2020, which was last year, and they don't even have a public website, right? So let that sink in a little bit, guys. Let that sink in a little bit. So cybersecurity experts believe that the move is part of the DoD's effort to defend against intrusions in light of an increase in state-sponsored attacks, such as recent SolarWinds hack, right? So this move is to defend against intrusions in light of the increased state-sponsored attacks. Now, we know that, guys, especially in our previous episodes. Okay, in our previous episodes, we were talking about how there's been ransomware attacks, right? And I've even talked to some of the agents that I've been working with in different that I work with personally in different companies, right? Just for my own personal business, and they were even talking about this too. They hear about this, hey, ransomware attacks on state facilities like the police, the firefighter stations, the government. So all this stuff, guys, I guess this is for, I guess in retaliation to defend against those type of attacks, which, okay, if you think about it, which makes sense, right? Which makes sense. Sorry. Also, in a blog post, Doug Mattery, Director of Internet Analysis at network operating company Kentik, believes that the move perhaps helps the DoD collect a massive amount of background internet traffic for threat intelligence, right? So that's what they believe they're helping it for. Mattery believes that analyzing the flow of traffic through those IP addresses could provide operational information about activities of malicious actors and perhaps even reveal exploitable weaknesses in computer systems. So we'll see if these attacks are, they're if they're just, hopefully, they're not doing anything else with those IP addresses, right? Because those IP addresses could be anyone's. They could be yours. They could be mine. We know we're not doing anything malicious, right? But I guess they're trying to see if anybody else out there is doing something malicious, right? But They have to be, I feel like they have to move more quicker because the people that are actually doing these malicious schemes, right? For example, maybe like hacking or ransomware attacks or malware attacks, right? These guys are quick. Maybe they can hide their IP addresses. Maybe they can be, in modes where they're not going to be able to be trackable, right? So they have to have a really solid team if they plan to, collect, people's IP addresses and to go and move forward and fight these and defend these attacks, right? So definitely let us know in the comments below. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Is this worrisome? Is this something you got to be aware of? This is something that you definitely have to be aware of, and to make sure you better not be doing anything crazy online. And to be honest, in online, we're living in the digital realm now, guys, too. We're experiencing way, there's so many scams out there, people getting scammed. Personally, I have gotten scammed and I hate that, right? I mean, where, again, I fall for it, it's my fault. I think everything is, I try to be accountable. So right now, I mean, I've always been taking steps to try to, mitigate those risks, right? Try not to get scammed. People taking your money, asking for money, clicking on phishing links, phishing emails, right? Phishing text messages, right? They want you to click on links and enter your information. And some of these guys are really, really good guys. They impersonate real company websites to input your information so they can steal it on the back end and steal some, maybe if you're invested in cryptocurrency, if you're invested in the stock market, if you're invested in online platforms that make money, right? So there's a lot of money online. If you're invested in certain things, they want to be able to steal your information, take that, and then go into your account and steal your and steal everything you have. Right. So you have to be aware. You have to make sure what you're going through, what you're doing is 100% real, is 100% protected and secure. Okay. And that's pretty much what it is, guys. All right. So this is why we come out with stuff like this to you guys on a weekly basis. So you guys can just be aware and stay a step ahead of the game. All right. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like the legal battle over cryptocurrency XRP Ripple has taken another turn. Right. So there has been yet another development in the legal battle between Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and Ripple over the sale and classification of cryptocurrency XRP, right? AKA also known as Ripple, right? So the SEC recently delivered a letter to the presiding judge objecting to a motion that would prevent that the regulator from asking foreign authorities for data relating to the transfer of XRP to crypto exchanges based outside the US, right? So let me read that again for you guys that are, crypto traders, for you guys that are crypto nerds out there, right? The SEC recently delivered a letter to the presiding judge objecting to a motion that would prevent the regulator from asking foreign authorities for data, right? For data relating to the transfer of XRP to crypto exchanges based outside the US. Without this information, which Ripple claims it does not itself possess, the SEC cannot establish a timeline that may show Ripple deliberately executed a marketing strategy designed to lift the price of Ripple, right? And so, these guys are still, and it's hard for them to clamp down on some of these exchanges. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, a lot of these exchanges are outside the US, okay? It's hard for them to clamp down and track what's going on in the markets, right? Some exchanges in other countries are they're protected because they're able to trade that cryptocurrency. They're able to trade XRP. Why? Because they're not residing in the US. So they're following their country's already, they're following their country's laws. And for people that live in the US, right, they have to go by the rules of the exchanges. The exchanges are based out of those other countries, right? So again, this is hard for the US again to track. The only thing the US can really do right now, if someone were to trade this cryptocurrency, right? So again, I think the US, they have kind of close ties with Ripple. They're trying to take over Ripple, and I don't think it's possible, right? There's no way. It's not feasible, right? But the only thing they can do is subject to Ripple or to other trades to a capital gains tax, where if people are trading Ripple, okay, they're on the exchange, right? They live in the US. They're making money through Ripple. They're subject through taxes. That's the only way the US can really come out ahead is, through taxes, right? In which, as you can see, for you guys that, like to, listen to, our tax code and everything like that, they're looking to raise capital gains tax a little bit, right? Especially if you're, a business, if you're an investor, you're a trader, whatever, looking to raise capital gain tax a little bit. Okay, so can they really, can they really make this shutdown out? There's no, I don't think so. I mean, it's really hard for them to do that. Again, the only way they're going to get this a little bit of value out of this, right, and they know this, again, it's through taxes, right? So could they ban it? No, I don't think they can ban it or anything like that. They could say they can ban it, right? So you can't be an exchange here in the US doing that. If you're based out of the US, you can't. But there are tons of exchanges out there that have US-based customers that are overseas, right? So the only way they can win through that, personally, is through taxes, right? So, but that's pretty much what it is, guys, right? So if you're trying to learn more about this too, guys, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there. Right, and lastly, guys, just to wrap this up, this is a more gaming update. So we have the PS5 exclusive Returnal is weird and brilliant, and Sony needs more like it. Right, so Returnal is weird, brilliant, but undoubtedly bizarre. Right, so while the PS5 exclusive is a masterclass in blending the ever-changing levels and permadeath and role of roguelikes into a game that otherwise looks like a blockbuster third-person shooter, it's not the kind of game you typically expect on this scale from Sony. Right, so Returnal's features a lot of things we expect from modern first-party PlayStation games: stunning visuals, a strong narrative element, and a focus on single player. But there's no getting around the idea that it's very different from the PS4 exclusive action adventures we saw explode in popularity last generation. It's slightly surprising that Sony is putting something that this unashamedly hardcore at the center of its early PS5 exclusive releases. So this seems like a really cool exclusive game, guys, especially for the PS5. As you can see from the picture here, this would seem like a PS5 game. Are there exclusives on Xbox? Of course. They're exclusives on both systems, right? But this one just seems very, very nice. Graphics look absolutely amazing, and so you can definitely check this out as well too. You can also get this on Amazon as well for $70, so $69.99 for PS5, and it's available there as well. All right, so if you guys want to learn more about this too, kind of you learn more about the game, what it's about, all that other stuff, good stuff, you guys can follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking for today too, guys. Please go ahead. You guys can follow us on our other social media channels. We're on Instagram as well, at Official Electronic Editions, also on Facebook, The Real EAD, all one word. You'll be able to, check out our daily updates on privacy updates, software updates, tech deals, and all of that good stuff. Again, guys, do not forget to check out our official website, electronicadditions.net. You'll be able to find the tech deals that you're looking for there. And if you have any questions about any products there that you don't see but that you'd like to see if maybe we can get that for you. You know, if you'd like to see, you know, maybe you don't see it on the website, right? We can definitely work on placing special orders for you at really good prices as well too. Definitely check us out, contact our support team. We'll be happy to work with you. All right. So I'll definitely see you guys soon in the next one. All right. Send